Good evening and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 20th of August 2023. Having trouble with my words tonight, so please stick with me and hopefully we will get through it. Sunday night means the weekend's over. We've had a fairly productive weekend, had some nice weather as well, but it's given us a chance to do quite a few tasks, including getting down to the tip and getting rid of some rubbish, to be honest with you, which has been a great lift of our minds, and also just tidies things up quite a bit. Now, I haven't sown any seeds today from this month's supporters pack because I'm saving those for this week, and then the following week I'm actually away, as you know, with various things. So I'm going to be recording those podcasts in advance, and I'm just spacing things out. But instead, what I wanted to talk to you guys about is my current thoughts about how I'm designing my garden. And I thought this might pay off with you guys, especially if you are thinking, I always feel the winter months is a good time to do a lot of the infrastructure jobs. Everything's dead and quiet, so building beds and making things just a little bit more useful, I feel, pays off. So my current design, as you know, is my garden is 25 metres long by 10 metres wide, roughly. You step outside, we've got a stone path by the back door that runs the length of the house. It faces east, sorry, I should say that. So a lot of the garden to the west is in the shade. So a lot of the vegetable gardens are actually in the middle and back of a garden because it gets more of the sun. Our chickens are towards the north eastern side of the garden, and we have to walk past the chickens and down to the rest of the garden. Not describing it very well, but I think that just gives you a good idea. Now, what I currently have, down the very back of the garden is where my podding shed is. Then outside the podding shed, I have the patio balcony garden. And then just outside there is the patio garden where the veggie pods are. Now, the veggie pods are fantastic. I love using those. Probably some of our most productive areas. And they will, of course, be staying and being used quite a lot. But what I'm thinking of doing with the veggie pods is just move them back about a metre to open up the patio and try and make the patio for more of a socialisation place. Still using the veggie pods, of course, for edible stuff to one side, but just giving us a little bit more room to sit down and enjoy the summer evenings, having a meal down there like we used to. I haven't done that so much lately. Now, my garden is all about producing food, as you know. There are a couple of plants that we need to get rid of that don't produce food. Buddleia garden for one thing, and another bush, which all coming out. But this very top of our garden, which is a bit of a rough area, it's where I'm going to be now keeping our water butts and trying to set those up that they fill up without me having to pump water. In the past, I would pump water, which isn't too bad a thing, but I want to try and make it like most water butts, where it fills up one water butt and then fills over into the rest. I think we can do it quite easily, looking once I've cleared the areas out and put the water butts up there. And added to that, what I'm then going to do is use a water pump to pump water into my veggie pods on a twice daily basis, just so I then haven't got to worry about that, setting up an almost automatic watering system, which I'm, you know, becoming a big fan of doing anyway. Now, as we move closer to the house, we've then got the main veg patch area where we've got the sub pod, the compost bins, and four raised beds. Well, not just four raised beds, we've got a couple of other raised beds as well, but the four main raised beds. Those four beds are going to stay. We've got plenty of space amongst them. The biggest problem that I've found is the compost bins. So the compost bins are to the side, basically an area where it's shady most of the day. So that was for me an idea to make it a bit more efficient. But the trouble I have is actually getting to the compost bins isn't the easiest. I'm standing on the beds and therefore damaging some plants sometimes to get to them. So I need to look into what I can do with that instead. I'm also not keen on the look of these. We've got the Dalek compost bins, and I just keep looking at them and think they look ugly, which is unusual for me. I mean, they're fine for the time being, but I feel that is something we need to address, and it may mean moving a couple of beds over. Beyond that, we've got the two raspberry beds, and they're fine. The raspberries do get quite overgrown, to say the least, but they're fine. They're productive, and they'll probably stay. They're going to need a bit of a prune over the winter. And then we've got the two new beds, the strawberry garden and the beds with no sides. Now, the beds with no sides got our tomatoes in, but they've been affected by blight. So they're coming out soon, and the strawberry garden has just been a bit of a failure. So in this area, I am thinking of building some new beds with wooden sides. May involve getting rid of some of our, down the side we have ferns growing, so that may have to go as well. But what I'm thinking is making different size beds, a bit smaller than the ones at the top, but different size so they can be a little bit more efficient, but also help me to grow things in a much more organized fashion and try and give them plenty of space. So my tomatoes, for example, are all squashed in there. Now, to the north of these beds, I've got my greenhouse and the rhubarb. Rhubarb, you know, very productive, but because there's a path, the rhubarb actually grows over the path and makes it very difficult for walking past. So we may have to think about that. Either putting new paths in that take us straight down to the bottom of garden, which is a likely thing we're going to do, or growing some new rhubarb somewhere else. And then beyond that, as we get closer to the house, we have the chickens and the herb garden to the northern side. And then there's an area which is in shade for most of the day. So that area isn't great for growing vegetables. It's where we have our washing line and maybe a bit of grass area for Roxy. You get the idea. It's all about trying to be efficient. And I find that what we've got to think about efficiency, the paths, for one thing, having a good size path. So as you know, or you may know, on my original allotment, or when I originally built the allotment, the paths I gave myself were only 30 centimetres wide, and that was not wide enough. I'm size 12 shoe, so you can imagine that literally took up my entire shoe, and trying to get a wheelbarrow down there was almost impossible. I went to 60 centimetre paths on the allotment. That's been much better, but I'm probably going to go to 1 metre paths here at home, because I don't want them at the same time being squashed in, because I still want it to have a feel of it being spacious and still look like it does look the part. I know looks shouldn't be everything when it comes to growing your own food, but it's still gardening. It still needs to look the part. So 1 metre paths are probably going to be what we have between the beds. Also, as I said, Roxy, my dog, and my wife, they need to be able to access grass areas and things like that. So important for them. But what I've also found is, ideally, obviously, we would have all our plants, all our vegetable gardens close to the house for easy access. That's not always possible, as I said, because of the sunlight issues. What I'm thinking is that where we have the most walked routes, so where I go to the chickens, where I go to the greenhouse, those routes, we should have the stuff that needs a lot of attention grown alongside, so that I can, as I'm passing, do a bit of weeding, do a bit of pruning or something, harvesting as I'm going past. So one example, radishes. You know, we can harvest radishes pretty quickly and almost on a daily basis. So that might be something we have on the way to the greenhouse. I forgot to mention, actually, outside the greenhouse, I'm looking at making a decking area with some, what would we call them, grow houses and cold frames just outside that area, so that when I sow my seeds, I can do what I've talked about in the past of having a production line. So I would start seeds off in one area. As they get bigger, we move them on into bigger areas. And that's definitely something I'm going to be looking at with these grow houses on the decking that I'm looking to build too. Now, something else that I have found to be really useful this year, as you know, I like to do a bit of gardening every morning before I go to work, just has helped keep on top of everything. But I've also found that I keep a trug of tools by my back door, as well as some old boots that have no laces by the back door as well. Now, the reason for this is that if I have just a spare 5 minutes, I can quickly slip on my old boots and pick up my tools and go out into the garden and just do 5 minutes without any hassles. And I do the same in the morning. So in my truck of tools, I've got my Hori Hori knife, which is a great tool for cutting, harvesting, digging, wide range of uses. I've got my little multi-tool, which has a pair of secateurs, a screwdriver, on it, and which are just great for those little tasks that just quickly need attention. A pair of gardening gloves, of course, because, I mean, I prefer to work without gardening gloves, but sometimes just for speed, put on some gloves, then you've got to worry about washing your hands so much when you finish. And then there's also some little bits of string, twine, that I just use for tying in things. Again, because they're in that trug, they just make things a little bit easier. And I keep a few labels and pencils in there as well. So for me, these have been some great little systems that I've found to make our garden design all the more efficient. But I'd love to know what your thoughts on it are as well, what you have done to make your garden all the more efficient while still being a productive garden. As you say, over the winter, you'll probably hear more about this because I made a list of all the tasks or all the plans that I have in mind and what I can start doing with them over the next few weeks so that we can get there and get our gardens to be ultra productive. Right, guys, I'm going to call it a night for this one. Now, I've given you a few ideas. Please do feel free to get in touch. Richard@thevegrowpodcast.co.uk. And I will speak to you again next time.